Hello, everybody. Today, my name is Shua Khan. I'm going to talk about advancing open source in safety critical systems. Thanks for joining me today. And let's go ahead and start looking at what we are going to talk about today. Linux in safety critical systems, what does that mean? Assessing in, let's look at what does it take to assess safety first in a system. Assessing whether a system is safe or not requires understanding the system sufficiently. You have to have a good understanding of what's happening in the system in terms of the interactions between different modules, components of that system. And if you are using Linux in that system, then you have to understand how Linux interacts with different pieces in your system, whether that be hardware components and the kernel itself, various kernel modules, and then the user space running on top of that, top of Linux. So you have to, all of these have to come together, and you have to understand how these different modules are interacting inside. In what are we doing? What are the challenges involved in running Linux or building products, safety critical systems based on Linux? What does that mean? So we have to select Linux components and features that be, that can be evaluated for safety, because you have to have a better, good understanding of the system itself. And then we have to identify gaps that exist where more work needed to be done. We have to do more work to evaluate systems safety of those systems. So let's take a look a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about ELISA and what we are doing. This is the challenge we have taken on in the ELISA project to make it easier for companies to build and certify Linux-based safety critical applications. So what are we doing? Our mission is to define and maintain a common set of elements and processes and tools that can be incorporated into specific Linux-based safety critical systems. Linux, as you know, is an open source project. They have, the project has their own processes, and the way they, the development happens, reviews, patch reviews happen, and then the content accepted into those into Linux releases. So we have to look at, we have to, that is a part that doesn't change. We have a, that part, we have to take, look at those individual development processes and see how we can do safety analysis on those processes and decide how we can come up with a safety model for those. So another thing we're also trying to understand the limits. It's understanding the limits is another component of the whole process. We cannot engineer your system to be safe. We want to ensure, we have to understand and ensure how to apply the described process and methods to a safety critical system. We cannot create an out-of-tree Linux kernel for safety-critical applications because of the way Linux kernel development works. The Linux kernel development continues to make progress. If you have a new release coming up every roughly three months, and then we are it's continuously moving forward, and we have to. We cannot relieve you from the responsibilities and legal obligations and liabilities. So what we have to do is we have to provide a path forward for Ford and peers to collaborate to be able to use Linux in safety critical systems. So a bit of overview of project overview. We have a technical mailing list you can engage with, and we have various working groups. I will talk more about these working groups in detail a little bit later on, but this is a quick snapshot of the working groups we have. We have a automotive working group, and we have a medical devices working group, and we have a safety architecture sub group, and then also kernel development process subgroup. So we are focusing on various aspects of putting a safety critical system based on Linux using these with these work groups, and different work groups focus is automotive and medical focus on use cases, and then the rest of them bring together the rest of the story. So let's go talk a little bit about technical strategy. What we are looking to do in ELISA is develop an example qualitative analysis for automotive and medical device use cases. We want to take an automotive use case and a medical use case, and then keep Linux kernel as the focus. And we provide resources for system integrators to apply and use to analyze their systems. So we have to do, it's twofold, what is qualitative and quantitative. As in ELISA, what we are focusing on is we are using common and weakness enumerations to identify as a base for us to identify hazards for the two use cases. And then all of these deliverables will be available for system integrators to use ELISA to analyze their own systems. To context here is, as ELISA, we do not know the full picture of the systems themselves. So what we are trying to do is take Linux and provide a safety, enough resources and analysis on these two use cases as examples for system integrators to use to do analysis on their own systems. Let's talk a little bit about how we are doing this. We have automotive work group, which is, we'll see a little bit about the use case later on, but we have a use case from the automotive work group. And then we have a use case from medical work group. Both of those use cases then gets into the development focused work groups in ELISA, which is safety architecture work group, is looking at taking these use cases and say, what are all the different components that would make up, maybe watchdog or, you know, memory subsystem and various piece parts that that make up the safety critical system. And then we, in the kernel, all these working groups are, we have experts from various different areas of kernel, safety experts, and then we also have industry members that are looking to build safety critical systems. So we have participation from experts from all of these areas. We are interacting, collaborating to come up with our deliverables we just talked about in the previous slide. So automotive work group, for example, they are working on putting together a use case that gets into the rest of the work groups in this bubble here, safety work architecture working group and kernel development working group and tools and investigation. So we look at that use case and we develop based on that. We identify for that specific use case, we identify different kernel modules that are necessary. And then we look at those kernel modules and then identify hazards and make a safety argument for those. So next, I'm going to move on to the next slide to talk more about our strategy. We are continuously refining our strategy based on new use cases that we look at, and it's a continuous improvement of taking feedback from different working groups and then refining our strategy. We are refining to explore. First of all, we have to first identify the hazards and how do we represent those hazards in a way that makes sense to system integrators. For example, we might talk about a use after free, but what does that mean to as a to a system integrators? How does it impact a common weakness that says use after free? What do you what does it mean to the impact on the system in itself? So those are the kinds of things that we are trying to take the hazard and define a system state that you could get into because of that hazard, and how do we avoid that? Looking at the kernel, what kind of options, features, and configurations we have in the kernel to be able to detect, mitigate, and find a way to mitigate that hazard. And we are also looking to see what ELISA isn't as well. We are going to clearly define that. We are not trying to certify. We are not trying to provide a new distro, kernel distro. It is a base. It is really providing resources for to system integrators to build their safety systems. We are also looking to. Once we have a technical strategy, which we are going to execute that strategy in defining the hazards, coming up with configurations, make recommendations on which configurations would work very well for your safety critical system, and provide resources on how to enable them, what are the best options. Say if you have a kernel configuration that has debug options, do you want to use the debug option? Can you pare it down in terms of do you want which level of debug option you would want to run on your system, and so on. So we are going to provide those kinds of resources. And then how do you validate them? What kind of testing? Tests make sense for that particular kernel module, and so on. And then after coming up with all of these deliverables, how do we make available to you? To the system integrators. We are working on also figuring out best ways to make these available for system integrators to use. We are working on, our scope is automotive and medical use cases. Other use cases are welcome. So let's talk a bit about what we are doing in the medical devices working group. Medical Devices Working Group, we are using OpenAPS analysis, and we are looking to, we'll review the analysis and then with the STPA experts. And we will present our results of our analysis to OpenAPS community for feedback. And we publish OpenAPS STPA analysis on GitHub and put it under version control. So that's what we are planning to do for the medical devices working group. And there will be a use case coming out of this working group that would help guide other working groups focusing on this particular use case and developing a safety analysis model. So here is a detailed view of OpenAPS safety analysis. I won't go too much into detail here. This is for you to look at. So the next working group, automotive working group, is collaborating with AGL. This working group developing an automotive use case and take that telltale use case and then consolidate. We are also working on consolidation of the concept and demo application. And then in this working group, we are refining we do the architectural refinement, which will feed into rest of the work groups for this use case definition. So here is a example telltale display and monitoring. This is the application. Use case, safety critical application, pared down application that we are using, and to be able to do analysis on this. So we take all of these use cases, and then the safety architecture working group is the one that is going to look at these use cases. They focus on different aspects of the use case. Safety architecture working group will look at this these use cases and come up with a complete definition of top level safety requirements for the kernel, because we have to identify for this particular use case what the kernel, which the modules in the kernel and configurations that would make sense for that use case. So we do that, and we start safety analysis for the telltale safety app application we talked about in the automotive. Currently, the focus in this work group is automotive. So you will see some of the telltale safety application, and then coming up with a kernel configuration that would serve that use case well. We consolidate and refine the qualification methodology using the telltale use case as a driver. And then start freedom from interference, considering also the non-safety critical parts of the kernel as well. Non-safety critical parts of the kernel as well as the user space. You have in a safety critical system, you have a safety parts, safety critical resources, and then also non-safety critical resources. So for example, if you are thinking about a car, you will be looking at safety criticals. Ones would be that will drive the drivetrain, the automotive, the actual gear shifting kind of things, and then power management. Whereas if you're thinking about non-safety critical things, it could be infotainment applications. So we are kind of coming up with a separation of those, of partitioning in a way, saying these are the list of safety critical areas and then non-safety critical areas, and then what would make sense. And the plan is to expand the focus to medical working group use cases. And all of this activity is happening in parallel. Right now, the focus is automotive. So kernel development working group. So once in the kernel development working group, what we are doing is we're assessing Linux kernel management process. When you are thinking about safety critical applications, the way safety analysis has to be done, in some ways it is, we'll have to look at the kernel management process itself and then look at the development process closely and see where we can derive evidences for safety. Like, for example, review process that's happening. How are the kernel releases happen? What kind of testing that gets done on the kernel? What kind of evidences we can gather from the kernel development activity that happens in kernel mailing lists and so on. So that's kind of an example of what we are planning to derive from that. And as we go do this analysis, in some cases, we are looking to also improve documentation, kernel documentation, to improve it, add it if we find gaps, and that's part of the process as well, within the limited resources we have in ELISA, keeping those resources in mind. And like I mentioned earlier, that we are using, we're leveraging common weakness enumerations. We take the CWEs and look at which CWEs make sense for a Linux kernel that is running on a safety critical system. As an example, concurrency and locking and memory related errors and pointer errors would be something that we're closely looking at, CWEs related to those. And we take those and we define system characteristics. What kind of system characteristics do we need for a safety critical application in terms of responsiveness, being able to handle memory related errors, timing and timing related errors. Some of these come out of FFI and related to define these high level system characteristics that we need to be able to build and safely operate safety critical systems, and then identifying failure modes and attributes of the Linux kernel. Our main primary focus is Linux kernel, looking at that, and then we identify kernel configurations and features important to safety critical systems. And we are heavily focused on automotive and medical use cases for this work. A subgroup of kernel process, development process work group is tools. What we are trying to do in that group is, subgroup is looking at various kernel tools available within the kernel and some outside that are available to evaluate. We do the static analysis on the kernel. And static analysis is one of the important parts of a safety evaluation of a system. So we are looking to provide resources and derive a tools chain to say, hey, these are the tools you can use. And for example, kernel does have several safety analysis, static analysis tools available, Cochinel, Cochicheck, and then SPARS and SMATCH. There are several within the kernel repository itself. In addition to that, we are looking at code checkers, additional code checkers available. And then we are looking to investigate Eclair results as well. And our goal is to have these continuously running on kernels that come out releases and be able to provide this static analysis results on the CI, on the tools investigation, at least a CI. That's a kind of a stretch goal. That's where we are going forward in the future. So you will see that happening in the next couple of, in the next 6 months or so. And we are also assisting, this group is also assisting newcomers with onboarding in terms of familiarizing themselves. Anybody interested in familiarizing themselves in how the kernel development process works and how do you send patches and what does it mean to be part of a kernel community? So newcomers are always welcome to participate in any of our working groups, and including tools investigation, code improvement subgroup. In addition to that, we also have an ambassador program. We have a group of ALISA members that volunteered to represent and speak about ALISA in various conferences. And we're also working on putting together a material so we can share our progress as well as what we are doing, what we are all about with the community, Linux kernel community and community. Like, for example, I'm speaking to you at FOSDEM. So we will be continue to do that, to engage with our goal is multifold. We want more people coming in and collaborating with us. That is part of the reason why we are looking to speak to you at various places as well, welcome you to join us for the collaboration. And in another important work we are doing, we are sponsoring under ALISA, is mentorship projects. And these two, we have 2020 projects that are wrapping up. These are links. You can go check out what these projects are all about. So like, for example, we talked about in the previous slide, Code Checker, integrating kernel development tools with Code Checker's web UI. That is one of the activities that's happening in the mentorship project, and which will then become a part of ALISA CI. that we can. So we are continuously looking to create projects that we can train new developers as well under the mentorship program. And we will be considering future projects for summer session that's coming up. In addition to that, we're also doing white papers and outreach. So we would like you to come join us and help define safety architecture, help defining safety architecture and medical use cases. We are a little short on volunteers that can help us with safety, medical use cases especially. If we are focusing currently on automotive use case, we have good coverage there, but we are looking for help there in the medical use case. So this, how are we doing all of this? This is not possible without support from our ELISA members. We have premier members listed here, and without their help, we won't be able to do what we have been doing and what we would like to achieve in the next coming years. Thank you very much. Please feel free to ask any questions. I can answer them.